From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Diplomacy seems to be on President Obama's mind following his 10-day trip to Asia. He faces returning lawmakers this week as a lame duck session of Congress begins. Many of them want an extension of tax cuts, and Mr. Obama seems to be in the mood to listen.
Now, I know this is something that, during the campaign at least, the Republicans expressed some strong feelings about. I want to hear from them, how strongly they feel about it, particularly given that they're also saying they want to control the deficit and debt.
Senior presidential adviser David Axelrod told NBC's Meet the Press there is no bend in the president's opposition to permanently extending the Bush-era tax cuts for the rich, but left the door open to a shorter-term extension. The National Institutes of Health says it will soon issue new guidelines on food allergies. As NPR's April Fulton reports, NIH says it wants to clear up some of the misconceptions surrounding testing and treatment.
Food allergy diagnoses are reportedly on the rise, causing many Americans to avoid peanuts and shellfish. But food allergies are not well understood and frequently overdiagnosed. Sami Bana, president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, says patients and doctors confuse allergies with other reactions.
Many patients claim food allergy without having them.
Bana, who helped develop the guidelines, says common blood tests and skin prick tests are not definitive. The only true test for a food allergy is whether a patient can actually eat the food, Bana says. The new guidelines are expected to help doctors determine whether a controlled food test is needed. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.
A strong caffeinated alcoholic beverage that has been banned in four states will soon be unavailable in the state of New York. From member station WNYC in New York City, Mark Garber reports.
A can of the drink, Four Loko, can have as much alcohol as several beers and is already illegal for sale in Michigan, Washington, Utah, and Oklahoma because it is considered potentially harmful. And now New York Governor David Paterson and the State Liquor Authority have announced an agreement with the brews manufacturer, Chicago-based Fusion Projects, to stop shipping the drink to New York. The company says it wants to be known for cooperation, not controversy. The state has already struck a deal with its largest beer distributors to stop selling caffeinated alcoholic beverages altogether as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reviews their safety. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
The club of private college and university presidents earning seven figures is becoming less exclusive. The Chronicle of Higher Education says 30 presidents received more than $1 million in pay and benefits in 2008, with one of them making nearly $5 million. This is NPR. The recently freed opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi of Myanmar, also known as Burma, returned to politics today, offering to talk to her country's military leader. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok. Suu Kyi was freed yesterday after more than 7 years of house arrest.
Aung San Suu Kyi offered to help unite Myanmar's fractious opposition parties and work to end foreign sanctions against her country if that's what Burmese people wanted. She also said that a one-woman show was no democracy and that she wouldn't be free unless her fellow countrymen were also free. In talks with diplomats, reporters, and opposition party members, she stressed that she intended to continue fighting for freedom of speech, and she urged her followers to do the same. Opposition parties welcomed her message of unity. Her own party, the National League for Democracy, was banned last year after it decided to boycott the elections. Some NLD leaders who opposed the boycott broke away to form a new party. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
The Global Language Monitor is finished looking through the most popular words and phrases of the year and has come up with its top 10. Spillcam, made popular by the video streaming from the Gulf oil spill, earned top honors, with Vuvuzela, those plastic horns from soccer's World Cup, coming in second. Another top word, or in this case non-word, refudiate, was uttered by Sarah Palin.
They have power in their words. They could refudiate what it is that this group is saying.
The top phrase of the year is anger and rage, often used by political pundits to describe the frustrated electorate. The top name was Hu, as in China's leader, President Hu Jintao. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.